Welcome to the 2015 Rally America National Championship, combining some of the world's best drivers on some of the toughest stage roads in North America. Through 8 rounds of racing spanning coast to coast across the United States, through mud, snow, dust, and forest, one radio show is there covering all the action. This is Rally America Radio.
All right, kicking things off here. Got David Higgins, Travis Pastrana just pulling in to this final service park. We got a real short turnaround here. We are going to see if we can grab a couple interviews with the leaders, and then we've got to go to Sunday River and do some podium celebrations. So we're going to grab the couple leaders real quick. Sorry, we're not going to be able to do the entire field. And we are going to have all the winners at Sunday River later on. Let's see if we can catch these drivers. All right, we're here with David Higgins, catching up with you here, kind of wrapping up the day. Got a couple stages left, but got to be pretty happy, solid in first.
Yeah, no, it's good. The car feels absolutely fantastic, and notes are working well. Craig's working well, so enjoying it, having a lot of fun out there, a lot of spectators. And this morning was super tricky with the mud and catching you out, especially when you're first on the road. You're obviously always the first one to come across that, so... You know, we were a little bit easy on the first group this morning because we knew there was a lot more risk when you're the opening car in those conditions. But then obviously once you've checked your notes and you've checked the grip, it's a lot easier the second time through. So could relax a little bit for that loop and just try and get through these next two now.
You know, how's things changed throughout the day? I know you just ran a, you know, repeat pass the last three stages. I mean, things drying up pretty good.
Yeah, it's funny, the stage we just done, normally we do it the other way around, and I always thought it was my tyres going off, but it's just, I think, the surface polishes. When you've used it the first time, it gets real shiny surface, and I thought I had a slow puncture or something at the start of the stage, but then as soon as we picked up onto the other part, the car was perfect again. So it's all good, but it's just... condition where you go from bits that are like this morning it was wet and then like really wet, like now it's like really dry, but even the dry line, if you get off onto the loose, then there's a few places in the trees that are a little bit wet. But you know, this car is working awesome, so you know, we can have the confidence to keep pushing on without taking huge risks.
All right, well, thanks a lot. You know, a couple stages left, we'll see you at the finish.
Hope so.
All right, catching up here with Travis Pastrana. You know, you're all smiles this morning. I know, you know, you're kind of iffy, but you got to be pretty happy with the way the car's performing.
Yeah, definitely. Subaru is performing awesome. It's just, I don't know, we felt like we really picked it up. The first stages through, we were of this last three, we were making notes the first time through and like, all right, next time we're just going to throttle down. And we had three times we were almost off the road and just full tilt. And our time was like 4 seconds faster. And David, you know, picked up way more than that on his next time through. And, I got to kind of go back and review some footage and really see, maybe overdrove, but, you know, see where we're losing so much.
Well, it's got to feel good to be back in the race car though, and back out here in the forest.
Oh, it's awesome. I took out pretty much, at the sides of the forest, the sides of the road pretty well. So try to keep the machinery in between the greenery for next stages and, get her done.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Travis. And good luck in these last two.
Thank you very much.
All right. Catching up here with Ramana, finishing up, group of three stages. Now your second pass of those. How'd everything go?
Excellent. Just progressing better and better. Our times are getting better and closer to the top guys, which is fantastic. I mean, Higgins is very, very fast, but he's got notes. He's got notes from many years of driving here. So on the stages where we're all running on new notes, our gap is much closer, which is, it's good to know. It's good feeling. I mean, there's no damage to the car. We've just been progressing. I'm learning every stage, every corner. Oh, I got away with that. I can push even harder. So it's just, I'm trying to be sensible, build it up. But it's incredibly fun.
So, you know, I mean, overall in the weekend, I mean, this is, I know you're saying this is, you know, literally the fastest car you've driven in probably 12 years. I mean, you know, how has the R5 been overall? I mean, it's gotta be just an impressive package for you to drive.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to describe the level of performance in this car compared to, say, a super production car, which I'm sort of used to. It's just so far above and beyond. And you can see when you look at David or Travis, you know, beating a super production car by 50 seconds on a 10-mile stage or something. It sounds crazy, but these cars carry so much speed through the corners, and they're so stable in the fast stuff, you don't have to slide them really. You're just very confidently driving around the corner at full throttle. It's amazing. It's hard to describe, but it's a hell of a lot of fun.
All right, well, thanks a lot, and got a couple stages left. We'll see you at the finish.
All right, see you then. Thanks.
All right, we're catching up here with Ken Block, just pulling in. I got second pass of those three stages. How'd everything go?
Oh, much better than the first. We got the car repaired at the last service. They actually welded the accelerator pedal back together and reinstalled it, and so I was able to run through those stages quite quick. It was just a lot of fun. Unfortunately, there's no pressure on me. I can't really gain any positions, and I can't really lose a position because of how far behind the guys are for me. And actually, I did gain a position on there because Adam Yeoman's out. So the second stage in there, he was near the end, just broken on the side of the road. So really unfortunate. I have second back now, but not really in the way that I wanted. But it is what it is. That's rally, and happy to be here near the end. Just two stages left, and just get through there, and hopefully still be on the podium.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Ken, and catch up with you at the finish.
Okay. Very good.
All right. Here, catching up with Natalie Richard. How is it to be back in the car? I know you and Raman, it's been a while since you've been in the car together, but how is it this weekend?
Oh, it's awesome. Raman and I did our first rally together last May in Oregon, and right away we felt so comfortable together, and, you know, I trust him completely, and it's nice to hop in a car and not have to worry about, you know, whether your driver's going to do the right thing or not. So that's a good feeling for me, and then I can just concentrate on what I'm doing. And, you know, yesterday was a bit of a bummer, but today we've had a great day. We're setting some good times, and, you know, he was a bit hesitant at the beginning of the day, but as the day is going on, and he's getting more and more comfortable with the car and seeing what the car can do, so it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, well, it's got to be pretty special for you to jump into, you know, he was talking about, you know, the program, and you know, he hadn't been in a program like this in 12 years, but it's got to be pretty exciting for you to be in an open class car with M Sport. I mean, you know, it's the first time they've been on U.S. soil, and I think in recent memory, so...
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, what a great outfit to be part of. You know, I was so fortunate that, you know, Ramana had already asked me to do this rally. And then when he told me that it was going to be with this car, I was just over the moon. It's great. You know, we're very lucky.
Well, thanks a lot, Natalie. We'll see you at the finish.
Thank you.
All right, catching up here with Lachlan O'Sullivan. And I got to tell you, man, you just keep pushing on, and they keep dropping, and you keep moving up. You know, you got to be pretty happy. I mean, it's been a rough rally.
It has been, and we've been just pretty much worry-free besides this weigh-in issue we had last night. And they're just awesome stages, so it's on top of things happening to other people, and we're just kind of, you know, taking the glory of that, which is not the greatest way to do it, but we'll take it, is the stages are so much fun. They're just awesome out there. And second time run through, I think we were 10 seconds a stage per stage quicker, something like that. And it's just too much fun out there. I mean, he has his favorite of the three. I have my favorite of the three. And it's like Finland out there. It's just jumping over berms on the side to make your next turn. It's just too much fun.
Two stages left. You know, solidly in the lead. You know, what's the game plan on the next two stages? Get it to the finish.
Yeah, again, quick, safe, and bring it home.
All right. Well, we will see you in a couple stages of the finish line, and good luck.
I really look forward to it. Thanks, Jim.
All right, we got Brendan Reeves here, a current two-wheel drive leader, pulling into Service Park, and got a couple stages left. Got to be pretty happy with the way this one-liter R2's performed.
Going over them three stages after this morning was much, much better. Heaps of grip in the road. We stiffened the rear suspension on the Fiesta, like I'd said to you I was going to, and that was a really good option, I think. The rear was more predictable, and two stages there we pushed quite hard, and the times really showed that. And then the last one we took it a bit easier. Just we'll drive to it for a finish now. There's only 2 3-mile stages left. But loving the 1 litre turbo. It's really good fun and getting more and more comfortable with it all the time, which is nice. And having Anthony in the car has been good. Like, I'm used to the woman's voice with Rhiannon, and new co-driver in the car, you always don't know how it's going to go, but that's been really, really good. So that's nice too.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Brendan. A couple stages left. We'll see you at the finish.
Thanks, mate.
All right. We got a really quick turnaround here. We got to haul the freight back to the finish and do some podium celebrations here in a little bit. We're about an hour away, the way this rally is laid out. So we're going to jump in the car. But, we caught up with the leaders. They got a quick, about a 20-minute service, and then they've got two stages left, and we're going to be heading to Sunday River. So thanks for staying tuned to Rally America Radio. I'm Jim Beaver. Be sure and follow us, Rally America, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Got to give iRally a shout-out. Download that app. Follow them on Twitter, and... we will see you at the finish line, where we're going to have some winners. Game on.
The Subaru WRX and WRX STI. a 268-horsepower turbocharged Subaru Boxer engine rockets the WRX around corners and down straightaways. A race-ready 305-horsepower turbocharged Subaru Boxer engine keeps the WRX STI a rally legend. The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, it's not a sibling rivalry. It's a tag team. Get the latest from Subaru Rally Team USA at Subaru.com/rally.